made it to another Friday. All I want to eat is empire. And that means we are drinking. Because we're sad. But we're still employed for this week at least. So we have that going for us today. But you know what? I like to take some time out of every week. Because the thing about craft beer, we have been all craft beer fans here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for many years. This segment is 14 years old. The often imitated, never duplicated, original beer for breakfast. But the thing is, sharing...
Did you just forget the name of it? Like halfway through that?
No.
Often duplicated, always replicated.
Never forgotten beer for breakfast.
Beer for brunch.
He's had a couple, sorry.
Beer for brunch.
Beer for brunch.
Brunch only happens on the weekends. You can't have brunch on a Friday.
Unless you're unemployed, which we might be soon, so we can enjoy brunch.
We'll see. We'll see. But in the meantime, we've gotten enough money for us to buy beer. And the beer that we're featuring today, the Left Coast Brewing American Stout from our friends there at, their Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout from Left Coast Brewing out of San Clemente, California. Been around since 2004. Love San Clemente. My grandparents lived there for 20 years.
Beautiful part of the
country. I mean, one of the just, sleep little beach town.
None of us will ever be able to afford to live there.
No, they sold their house, I will never be able to have a house there ever, but that's okay.
Aww,
that's okay.
They weren't thinking about you.
Yeah, they moved here now, so they're right down the street. So it's
okay.
But the Voodoo Stout has 8% alcohol by volume today, being served from a 16-ounce Purple Pint Clan, usually priced around $9.99 for a 4-pack of pints.
But is that a racist can? You said
a pint.
A pint clan.
No, a pint. Man, I had spit in my mouth.
God. So,
an excess of saliva, but I'm a big fan of the artwork.
I'm feeling guilt after drinking this now.
No. It's a mixture of white and stout guilt.
Looks very New Orleans, even though it's from San Clemente, California. Love the artwork from the guys over there at Left Coast. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's what we rate every single beer on. I recommend serving this around 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. I've had this out of the fridge for about a half hour or so. So I'll let it breathe, let it warm up just a little bit to really let all of those flavors really, really shine when you're taking a drink. So let's start off with the look of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout.
I mean, it's black as night. I mean, even up against a direct light source, you're not getting a lot of bleed through there. That is a dark looking stout.
Dark black body. The thing that actually really surprised me when I was pouring this, 3 inches. I mean, we got a lot of head.
That's a lot of head.
Of dense tan head from this. It kind of looks menacing, you know.
Dance,
I mean, because you got the voodoo skeleton on the front.
Did you catch what she's did? She went dance.
We use a dense dance by accident, but okay. So Mahoney, sorry. For your look, you have it in the the proper light glassware. I'm drinking it straight out of the can. I do want to give this a can shout out though. The packaging, the marketing on here is something that I would go for if I were to look through it. I mean, I love the creepy
you drink
skull
with your
guy.
Eyes first.
I mean, truly.
You do. And I know this
I'm
is
a
so
sucker
dumb.
For branding.
Same. But I know this is so dumb and it doesn't necessarily hold up. But I mean, subconsciously, if I see your packaging of your beer and it looks like garbage, I'm thinking. Your beer is going to be garbage because why? This is how you're trying to market something you want me to buy. And if you didn't
one
take
look
the
at the package and you're like, if it's not
what
impressive,
I want, then I'm out.
I'm out.
Why waste your time?
Yeah,
you know?
This is a good looking package.
Yeah. I
want it in my mouth.
This is something that, I mean, you do judge a book by its cover sometimes.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for real though, this is very cool. I really am digging his, like, it is very voodoo reminiscent
very Louisiana.
Louisiana, as we've got Mardi Gras, like, on the horizon here. It's pretty cool. I really like the packaging.
Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout.
I mean, there is a lot of sweetness and alcohol in there, right?
The alcohol is definitely, I don't know if the alcohol is overwhelming, but it's definitely present.
It's present, it's, but the sweetness.
You get the sweetness in there, and actually you kind of dig your nose in there and you expect big roasted malts, and you get the malts, you get the coffee, but it's not big, odoriferous, just menacing flavors of that. It's the sweetness that is the most noticeable to me.
If you take a hoof of this, there's a lot of sweetness. Like I said, there's booze in there as well, but then when you say coffee, you go back, you're like, oh yeah, there
it's
it is.
It's there,
you
for
know?
Sure.
But
yeah.
You don't, it doesn't stand out to
you. Very much so. Let's move on to our favorite category here on Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste. So cheers, friends.
I'm not going to lie. I just kind of looked down at it, and the color is the same as like a Dr. Pepper can, and then it looks like Coke around the rim here.
It does.
It has. I'm kind of it's playing with my
like
mind.
Coke, yeah.
It's playing with my mind a little bit.
That's interesting. It's got like...
wrong pipe. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh God. Now you're making Mahoney laugh.
Sorry.
He's going to explode.
I was not expecting to be able to breathe it and taste it at the same time. Whoa.
Did you just do a line of Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout?
Yeah. Wow. Feeling crazy. Ooh. Yeah.
She said it looks like Coke, and now she's snorting it.
That's right. Dave, you're traditionally more of an IPA guy. You like lighter beers. Your thoughts initially on the flavor of the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout?
So, I mean, it's packed with flavor, and it's actually very good. I like the kind of dry finish. It almost reminds me of like a Cabernet sort of thing, you know, like a wine where it dries out at the end, which is interesting for a stout. But overall, the flavor profile is good, and it's not too heavy.
Not heavy at all, and considering 8%, it looks heavy. It looks like it'd be menacing, especially with that dense tan head. When you pour it in there, like you pour this to somebody who's not a stout drinker, they're going to be like, oh, my God, that beer's going to destroy me. And you're like, no, it does not. This is actually, I would say medium-bodied, right in that medium-bodied range, but closer to medium than heavy.
What is that? Like, there's this strange dryness. What is that?
Let's see what Audrey has to say, and I'll tell you what the weird flavor that I'm getting.
Okay, so I mean, this, to be completely honest, it's great. I think this is a good gateway stout because it's nothing that's just like over the top, overwhelming with like super jam-packed flavors for me. I mean, this just tastes like a stout. Like, this is great. It's good. It's not bad. It's average for me, and I would drink it again. But it's just, it's good.
Okay. I mean, you are the stouts and porters and dark beers and Imperial Russians are always your favorite. So you're saying average. I respect that 100%. So
I also respect average.
You get a lot of of those malts, the barley. The coffee is there, but it's not really prevalent. The alcohol is like non-existent in the mouth. Like, I mean, even as it warms, like 8%, it's like I'm drinking. My coffee is a little bit more coarse as far as, drinking it this morning. But I think that that sweetness, there's that weird underlying sweetness that kind of like permeates throughout.
Right.
Is it dark chocolate?
There is some dark chocolate there, but I'm also getting like echoes of licorice.
Ew.
Now there's some licorice in there, and
licorice. I mean, I really am. I'm not a huge black licorice fan, but there's an interesting sweetness and dryness that I get when you eat black licorice. But it's not like a Jägermeister where it's just sweet and cloying and things like that. No, it's a very subtle, sweetness the sweetness is not subtle, but the licorice portion of that sweetness is subtle.
It's so interesting that you say that because when you're talking about all these different notes, right? And normally, I'm the big wine aficionado on the show. That's what my go-to drink is. This is very similar in a lot of ways to a red wine that has all of these different things that you're like, what is that? But there's that dryness in there that we mentioned. There is that sweetness in there, almost kind of like a cranberry sort of taste, like a berry something.
A darker berry.
Yeah,
but it's not overwhelming. It's blending in there. And I think the thing that, again, for me, I like beers that are on like the spectrum, like that are big on extremes and things, but I think also balanced beers are really good, and I think that this thing does balance really, really well, and I think this is a stout that I would be able to drink way more than one of.
I don't know why this tastes like a library that has leather furniture. If that makes sense.
Your rich dad's basement.
Sense.
Yes.
That has a deer head in it.
Yeah, it's got like a sort of like log cabin type of vibe to it, where it's got... It feels masculine and wealthy.
Whoa, yes.
Well, it's San Clemente, so it's expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is for sure. The overall drinkability, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this stout. I think it pairs well. I would have this beer with dinners. I would have this beer with lunch. I would have this beer on a warm or a cold day. I think it lends itself more towards, the cooler weather. But, I mean, in the middle of the summer, this wouldn't be a bad beer with a stout. I don't feel like it's so heavy that it really hits you. Sorry, I missed the mouthfeel. Light to medium bodied, more towards the medium, and I think smooth and velvety. Just goes down very easy. And overall, I'm a big fan. I think the price point's right, and I'm really impressed with the team over there at Left Coast Brewing.
The question is, how big of a fan are you?
Can I get a drummer?
There you go.
Oh! Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Left Coast Brewing Voodoo Stout. A 4.05 out of 5.